This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You're listening to BetQL Daily with Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth from BetQL.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily. Aaron Hawksworth and Joe Ostrowski here with you. Well, maybe it's just me because I don't see Joe. Did he leave us? He said he's over it, right?
Yeah, I think that was after some of the tech issues over the last hour. He was just like, had enough. I'm out of here. Maybe see you just, guys tomorrow. Maybe not.
Just ghosted during the break.
That was a strong Irish goodbye, especially for but I'm a big fan of the Irish goodbye, by the way. It's a great move.
Same. It's the only move. Saying goodbye and having people pressuring you into staying, and then it's the worst. It's easier to just say, hey, I'm going to the bathroom, and then you never come back.
It's the best. And a well executed, and then you get you get props for a well executed Irish goodbye too. Next day, whoa, that's great, man. That's a great Irish.
Or you get a text, where did you go?
Yeah, hey, and no response. Night's over.
I call it the Houdini. Now you see me, now you don't.
I've heard that too. Always a good move. Like you said, the only move.
All right. So we got the Celtics, 2-point favorites at the Heat. So I don't know about you, Paul, but does Jimmy Butler, is he more banged up than we think he is?
I mean, it would seem that way. But again, he's one of these guys who, gamer, that sort of thing. He's off the Heat injury report now. I would obviously, I don't know what we can necessarily expect from him, but especially in a pivotal game five spot, it seems like everything's pointing towards the Celtics, but
yeah,
I think Jimmy's going to show up. Now, does that show up in the stat sheet, with points? I don't necessarily know about that, but I think we'll get, I think Jimmy will show up.
Jimmy. It's the points. It's at 24.5. The under is juiced a bit, -116. I mean, they're going to have an all-out effort from him. Needs to have a good game too. 15.5.
I've been kind of surprised at the Bam throughout the playoffs, the Bam hot and cold, showing up, not showing up sort of. I expect, especially when a guy it's Al Horford, Robert Williams is, again, is he 100%? Probably not. I'm surprised we haven't seen a bit more dominance, or at least asserting himself from Bam. Because that's something I was looking at before the series. I wanted to see how it kind of shook out. And it was a good no play and a good stay away because it's been, here and there.
Inconsistent. Yeah. And that's a good word or way to put it. Stay away because 9 points last game, the one prior to that, 31. Before that, 6 and then 10. It's what the heck?
Yeah.
I mean, they need him to have a big game and certainly contribute more than 6 points like he did a couple games ago.
Do you guys find this game tonight more challenging than any other game in the series? Now that it's going back to Miami, Boston a heavy favorite, they're road favorites tonight. Boston heavy favorites for the series, I should say.
Yeah.
This Butler thing. If he looks like he did the other day, they have no shot. None. Bam has been terrible when Robert Williams is on the floor. Hero, questionable with the groin injury. I'm expecting more about the more from the role players, like what we've seen from Strus the last couple of weeks. Guys like Vincent could step up. Duncan Robinson was making some shots the other day. We'll get a better performance out of those guys. But if Butler isn't right, they have no chance.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were just talking about that. Doesn't it seem like he's a little more banged up than we think?
I think so. And Jimmy's always going to say the right things. He'll say he's good to go. I forgot the exact verbiage that Jimmy used, but Nick Friedel has been covering him a long time. He covered him during his time with the Bulls. He's covering this series right now over at ESPN. And how Butler put it to him, he mentioned, is exactly what Butler always says when he's hurt, like when something's bothering him. So he was kind of reading between the lines. Maybe there's something there. I don't know. But, I mean, bottom line is it's going back and forth. Miami-Boston. So if you follow that, it's Miami's turn. But you have the Butler injury and the Heat. While they've won two games, they've won only 2 out of 16 quarters in the series.
Right. Is this if the Heat have any chance, a first quarter spot? Especially, I got to look at the
exact. I was thinking that.
First
I was thinking
about that. As a dog.
Are you saying that because they're just not dominating the majority of games and you feel dicey about it? Or is it also because Butler's going to give it a go? If he has anything, we're going to see it early. But just as the game moves along, he's going to be headed in the wrong direction. Is that what you're getting at?
Combo of both. Although, so it was the third quarter of game one, and was it the quarter in game three?
Okay, so Celtics, first quarter, favored by half a point. First half, same. Minus half a point. Minus 110 on both sides. Coin flip. They're saying it's a coin flip. And that's interesting. Because the Celtics are road favorites, but you expect the Heat to come out and be on. And look, they missed their first 14 shots the other day. That's not happening. It's not happening. And it was a 20-point game. So wasn't that the game right there? We start off, it's 18-1, and it ends up being a 20-point game. There it is right there. I mean, after that 18-1, they didn't play horrible basketball, but they just couldn't cut into that lead. I mean, I think Boston's going to win.
Yeah.
But I'm still shocked that it's Boston. And it's now minus 190, guys, for the series. It keeps going up.
That seems too steep, right? Like, especially after something like Saturday happens. I just don't know how you'd ever lay that price when everything's kind of pointing this going 7. And, I mean, again, I'm holding a Heat plus 150 for the series ticket. Whatever happens to that happens. I honestly kind of have no idea. If the Heat somehow win game tonight, then in a decent spot, I guess. But I don't know. I have no idea what to expect. Not only because of how these playoffs have gone, how this series has gone. Like, I would like to believe in the Heat, but I have, like you said, honestly, I feel like everything about this series, this game, is a coin flip.
Okay, so I agree with you that it's going to 7 games. What do we think about this scenario, big picture-wise? Boston loses. Are you betting Boston to win the series?
What are you getting?
It's probably even money. Maybe a little plus.
Yeah. The time to do that was after game one, when they were plus one.
Let's say Boston wins tonight. Yeah. What's that price at now? Going back to Boston.
I'm Trey Wingo.
And I'm Kevin Frazier. We're teaming up on a new weekly sports podcast from Wondery, Alternate Routes.
As former SportsCenter anchors and current sports obsessives, we're consumed by all the what-if questions that make being a sports fan so excruciatingly fun.
If you're like us, then you also live and die on the fallout from every drop pass, busted draft pick, and game-changing play.
Or play call.
Intercepted at the goal line by Malcolm Butler.
Sorry, Marshawn, still too soon. Each week on Alternate Routes, we'll take a flashpoint in sports, break down what actually happened, then explore every alternate scenario and the ripple effects it would have caused.
Follow and listen to Alternate Routes on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
I mean, the possibilities are limitless, Kevin.
What if Portland drafted Michael Jordan?
What if the NBA never vetoed the Chris Paul trade to the Lakers? That's a butterfly effect for real.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Is it minus 300? Is it minus 250?
I think it's way over minus 250. It's minus 190 right now.
Yeah.
So if you think it's going seven, then you think Miami's going to steal one there. 4-7, back in Miami. Miami loses tonight. Don't you take Miami for the series? Because that's going to be a nice price.
Yes. I wouldn't double down, I don't think, but since I'm already on it, but it's not a bad spot for Miami. And I could totally see that scenario too. Like the Celtics go in there tonight and then the Heat kind of pull off another, hey, how would they do this in game six? And it goes back to Miami. I could totally see that.
They're plus 160 now. What are they going to be going down 3-2 in the series and sizable underdogs in game six? It'll be a nice number.
Yeah. That'd be 3-1 or better, right?
Might be worth something. Miami, let's see. Miami's 7-1 for the championship. Dallas went from 100-47 after last night.
I want to believe. Like, just get game two. Not in them winning the series. No, not in them winning the series. Win one. Win one in the Bay Area. Win one. Just get me the plus 2.5 games. I have zero faith that's going to happen.
Are people going to bet that at 7.5?
With the Warriors?
No, are people going to bet on Dallas for the next game?
Is it 7.5 too? I see plus 7, but I thought about it. I mean, it's a lot of points.
So I thought I saw 6.5 last night, so that's going up.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so everybody's betting Golden State.
Let's go, Mavs. Okay. Let's go, Mavs.
Let's not go, Mavs.
Why can't they get hot one more game, right? I mean, they shot 50% last night, basically.
Aaron, I kind of would enjoy you getting a little sweaty on that one. Like, we're up 3-0, 3-1, 3-2. Like, uh-oh. What's the money
line? I have like 3 or 4 Warriors futures, so
See it as high as plus 270 for Dallas in game 5.
Wow. I'm looking at plus 250, but
you know Luka's gonna ball out.
Is that a first quarter spot? Like the road first quarter is a weird when you're a big dog, that's a weird spot.
Like no, that is a Golden State first quarter spot.
Oh, me. I agree. I agree.
So let's see what that is.
By the way, just watching them at home, every time a shot goes up, it feels
188.
It's 2.5.
-2.5, yeah.
So here's that question for you. Can the Mavs take a punt, take an early punch? They did in game... Oh, that was at home. They did in game 3. It was close at half, or they were slightly ahead, and then they fell apart in the second half.
What are we doing tonight? Side, total, anything there? First 3 games went over. Game 4 went under 205.5, and we have a lower total tonight, 203.5. We're back to a number similar to game number 1.
I see a 204.
Oh, he keeps dropping that much. That means Butler's bad news, right?
So with that,
that's my fear. I think Butler's not well, and as much as I want to bet the Heat, it feels like why not just take Celtics minus two, because the spreads haven't mattered that much in the playoffs overall.
Does Jimmy / the Heat kind of get as much out of the time factor as possible? Maybe one more game, even like doesn't go all out, and then he takes the shot before game six, game seven, tries to like ball out. Bud Kilmer style.
Yeah. I've got Miami tonight, and I know that's a lot of guesswork. That's just banking on Jimmy, but I'm hoping, I'm thinking that he's going to be a better version. And you need Lowry too. You need Lowry to be better. And those role players are going to have a much better performance than what we saw in the last game. Like Oladipo, you can kind of see Vincent having a pretty good game at home. I like Miami tonight.
So if that's the case, you take their team total over 101.5.
Yeah, probably. But would it surprise you if this game goes way under like it did last game? But yeah, I get your point. If they win, they're going to have to go with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. Hope Hero's out there too. Like that's the other thing. It's a mess. It's tough to bet on. And for Miami props, also very tough to wager on without knowing exactly what's happening. Even though I just made the case for Miami, do we have to look at Bam unders?
Aaron and I were kind of talking about that too. It's just like it's you don't know which Bam you're getting.
No interest in Bam overs. None.
No, you can't bet the over. That's you can't.
No.
Points plus rebounds looking like.
Jaylen Brown rebounds. That's the Joe G special.
Oh yeah, that actually I might do again.
What's that number?
What's it at? 6.5 again? What is it?
Usually is.
My app just froze.
He has gone 7, 9, 8, 10, 8. Boy, I see why he keeps betting it.
6.5 minus 118.
Okay. Bet it. I think you have to.
Over it was 10. A bit of a sweat because it was 7, but it's plus 120 on DraftKings. Over 6.5.
Okay.
Oh, no. Sorry. My bad. That was Jason Tatum. I was looking at the wrong one. Sorry. I was like, how is it so different?
Speaking of Tatum, still eyeing that under 3.5 threes, minus 108.
Oh, you mean under?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't really considered that. Has he been going under that consistently? I know I was looking at that earlier in the series. Let's see.
Real quick.
1 for 7 last game. 1 for 7. Holy. Yeah, that's been hitting throughout the series.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty good look as well.
Yep.
All right. There you go. This is BetQL Daily. Joe Ostrowski, Aaron Hawksworth. Joe G is off today. There's our looks for tonight's NBA game, but now we'll take a look at finding value with NFL win totals in season. We'll explain on the other side. Keep it here, BetQL Daily.
These Joes are helping you bet like a pro. It's Joe Ostrowski, Joe Giglio, and Aaron Hawksworth on BetQL.